Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio with your girl Chalk Mommy, and I guess I'll bring in Dahlia. She is on punishment because she did not call in on Friday when she did the family thing, so I am going to forgive her, you know. Family over everything. Family first. Yes, yes, yes. So tonight is going to be a crazy ass show. Switch boys are already lighting up. Damn, let me find out the only reason y'all motherfuckers is calling, because y'all want to talk to Drag On. What about me, Chalk Mommy? Oh, or maybe y'all are calling to find out what a cock box is. Either way it goes, it's going to be a good-ass show tonight. We're going to be talking about cock boxes. We're going to have rapper Drag On from Hood Environment, and for those of you that don't know, Hood Environment has taken Chocolate City Radio under their umbrella. So Chocolate City Radio and Chalk Mommy are now affiliated with Hood Environment. And for those of you that have not gone to drag.on2012.blogspot.com and got your Where the Fuck Drag On At t-shirt, y'all need to hurry up and get y'all shit and take pictures and look sexy. Follow me on Instagram and you'll see me in both of the shirts. The picture that I posted up today is the other t-shirt. It's long for females. And I'm in my boy shorts. and I'm looking sexy, Chica poking out, she looking all fat and shit. But, you know, whatever I have to do to show my support, you know, I will. In other words, go to the damn site, buy the fucking t-shirt, and take a picture so we can put it on our Instagram. Hi, Dahlia. How you doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, you early today. Hey, hey, hey.
look, bitch, you got one more time.
Hey, hey, hey. Even Marv Go Hard online. Normally, that motherfucker,
he want to show up at the last minute. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Making a late appearance and shit.
Let me find out. After he going to sit there and sneak diss me talking about my guest last week. First of all, he can't be talking about Big Crip, because what I respect about Big Crip is, like he said, he just started rapping a year ago. He know he's not good, but he's getting there.
Somebody was disrespecting my nigga?
No, he was disrespecting the motherfucker that called in and was singing and was trying to put me on blast about when I came to New York and I was in Harlem, talking about I was running from him. No, I just didn't want to fuck him. He was not my type. I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, you was running from him. Don't nobody want him?
And plus, he was trying to come in the bathroom with me. Like, nigga, we don't bathroom fuck around here. I'm backseat of the car fuck.
Okay. I can't do that bathroom shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, you know, that was more.
I mean, not public bathroom. My bathroom, we get it in, but.
Nah. It was at somebody's house. He was knocking on the door like, I want to come in. So, basically, he was singing. I made him feel good. I was like, oh, I think my pussy wet. So, I stood up. Took down the guest jeans and had on a thong and, you know, looked at my drawers to see if they was wet. And they was wet because I knew once I got to my telly back in Queens, I was going to get my back blown out. So I was thinking about the dick that was waiting on me and not the dick that was necessarily there.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was upset because he was a little thirsty. Well, that's cool. Everybody, we're going to drink a little water for him.
He was a lot thirsty, because I don't fuck niggas from Harlem. The last dude I fucked from Harlem, he made more noise than I did, and everybody that saw the video was like, damn, that nigga need to shut the fuck up. So,
I can't do that. I will put a sock in your mouth.
I mean, it's all good. I mean, you know, good pussy makes
you should have put a titty in his mouth or something.
Good pussy makes you do that. I mean, girl, first of all, he shouldn't have lied and said he was 9 inches, because, like, from what I was seeing, he was missing a couple of inches, and he really couldn't handle it. Me, personally, when I'm fucking you and you hit it from the back, you supposed to make me feel that dick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think he hit one spot, and I was just like, But for the most part, my booty was clapping and jiggling and going, girl, I was handling his ass. Like, I was handling him like I do most men. So, you know, if you're going to fuck with me and you want to get it from the back, I'm telling you, you better hit me with your best shot. Like, nigga, I want to go across the bedroom. That's how hard I want you to hit it.
Nah. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this cock box is. What is a cock box?
I'm Marv on so I can tell him what the cock box is. Cause he might.
I know he got something to say.
He might want to volunteer.
What? Nah. No.
Oh, wait. Cock box. Is it when two niggas is like sword fighting with their dicks?
Nope.
Like they dicks is boxing each other? No. Nope.
It's not even men together.
Okay, good. Have
y'all
seen that YouTube dick slanging video? It was like eight niggas in a room.
Nah.
Yeah, shit's disgusting. Eight niggas in a room with their dicks out, swinging their dicks around, talking about it's a new dance called the dick slang. Yes.
Didn't Dwayne have a new dance that came out and it was like he was booty clapping?
He probably fucking is booty clapping every motherfucking night with his fat. Sorry, he probably is. I don't know.
I don't know. But insects really, don't most insects fuck the same sex? So
yep. I mean, he's a monkey, so.
Now, he's a roach.
You do look like a roach.
Yeah. Every time I see him, I be wanting to pull out the Raid and spray his motherfucking ass.
I don't know. Okay. Like, how do you get Lauren London? That's.
He's a paymaster. Okay, Dahlia. Now, Now, if Lil Wayne offered you $1 million.
Hell motherfucking no. He could not breathe on my pussy for $1 million. I would not let him. Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Okay, but.
My pussy has a limit. Sorry.
Okay, but. Your lights are about to be off. You're about to be evicted. And your car is on its last leg. And he's like, yo, Dolly, you got a fat ass, ma. I love them eyes you got. Yo, I'll give you $1 million. Just let me hit that in the dark.
No. Fuck no. Hell no. Because guess what? He got, what, 5 women pregnant around the same time. Meaning that nigga was probably not strapped the fuck up. So, therefore, he is very not cautious of what he does with his dick. So, yeah, lights on or off, you can still catch a disease. I'm not fucking with it. Nope.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm.
Funny. Okay, now, this is what a cock box is, right? A
mm-hmm.
cock box is a board, or some people can make a box, right? And I got turned on to this in 2010 when I went to New York. And it was a black guy that turned me on to this. So he's like, we're going to do a scene with the cock box. What the fuck is a cock box? He's like, it's a piece of sheetrock, and you cut it into a large square, and you cut a hole out in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So basically, he dropped the board. We're at my telly. We got the camera rolling. He lay down. And he take his dick and stick it through that hole, and I step on it.
On his dick?
Yes. It's like a foot fetish thing. You know what I mean? It's like you don't sit there and be stomping in that motherfucker like you stomping on roaches or you like doing a tap dance or nothing like that, right? But you just like, you know, I had on stockings and everything. My toes were freshly and cutely painted and shit like that. And all I did is just step on his dick.
Wow.
Black dude.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, a black dude. Yes. I ain't even going to front. When I do my DVD, I am going to have the cock box scene in there. Because I Googled it, then I seen this chick, and she had on some fly ass heels. And she was stomping on the board, then she was stepping on his dick. She wasn't stomping on the dick or nothing like that, but it was just like, man, her toes were so cute, and his dick was like right there, and she was like stepping on it and moving it around and everything like that. And he just lay right there. His dick wasn't really big, but he had a big set of balls.
And I hate that. He should have kept them balls on the other side of the motherfucking board.
But, I mean, a lot of people like that. You know what I mean? So, it's like, just imagine. It's like so many different fetishes out there. It's one where, when I come to New York, a photographer is going to pay me to sniff my ass and sit on his face $150 an hour for each scene. So guess what?
He's gonna
be an ass sniffing motherfucker that trip.
To sniff your ass?
Yes. Now notice, I keep saying New York. New York got a bunch of freaks and a bunch of paymasters. Them motherfuckers pay for what they want. They pay for the freaky shit. And some of them just don't even pay you no attention.
And then it's funny because half the people who call in, when we ask them, do they pay for pussy or whatever else, they all say no.
Okay, maybe we might need to rephrase the question. Okay.
Yeah,
do you pay for any kind of sexual interaction? Yeah, do you pay to sniff ass? Do you pay for a bitch to sniff in your face? Matter of fact, Big Tone hit me up. Remember Big Tone?
Oh, I remember Big Tone.
Transvestite? He was he liked face sitting, foot jobs, and everything. Now, my question to him is, do you like a foot job from a he-she? A female, or just a motherfucking dude?
Some big
Yes. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, hey. I'm just saying, to each his own, but New York has opened me up to so much other stuff. You feel me? So,
I see.
Shout out to New York for bringing out the freaky side in Chalk Mommy. Ride the chocolate wave. Ride the chocolate
wave. You stupid. I think DJ Marv is like, what the fuck is going on? I think he's still stuck on the ass sniffing for $100.
No, but
oh, excuse me, $50 an hour. Excuse me.
No, $1.50 an hour.
Oh, $150 an hour.
Yes.
Oh, well, let me spread these cheeks right quick. Do you want them, like, do you like your buns fresh in the morning? Do you want me to go for a little jog first and then come back and you sniff them? Like, how do you prefer your buns?
And now, would you care for a little poop in the intermission?
No. A little tipsy roll in the blanket.
No, but I'm going to tell you, I was on Twitter one night and I cannot find this bitch. She called herself the farting wife, yo. I swear. I was reading her tweet. I was like, my stomach hurt so bad from laughing. Because she was just like, oh, my God, I'm in Home Depot, and I just farted. I hope he doesn't smell it. I mean, she was just, like, outrageous with her shit. But I kept fucking laughing because it was funny. Now, she was white. No.
Okay. Look, make that be known.
But, I mean, that's a fetish for people.
Farters?
Yeah. Girl, men got fetishes for fucking balloons. You know what I mean?
That would suck if a balloon popped on your dick. Shit, balloons are thicker than that. And then when the condom busts, sometimes you can't even feel that.
Shit, I do.
Trust me, I know.
I feel it. Because then it's like when a condom is about to pop, it's like you feel it. It'd be like, boom. You're like, damn. The guy might not feel it, but I feel it. I'm like, yo, dude, you need to fix that. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, the condom just popped.
I guess I'd be going so hard and so fast, I'd just be like, shit.
You know what, Dahlia, I'm going to dedicate this song to you.
Oh, hell.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to dedicate this song to you. And this is why you can't, this is why you can't feel the condom break.
I'm waiting.
Okay, I know you is.
I know. I don't hear no attitude in that tone, ma'am.
Oh, of course not, honey. But here's
the now make that motherfucker hammer sound like... Wobble, wobble, wobble. I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That shit look like the grotto. Why your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal? Like, woo, drop that ass. Make it boomerang. Take my belt off. Bitch, I'm booty tank. Tippy pile, tippy pay. You gon' get a tip today. Fuck that. You gon' get some dick today. I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good. I'm making her wet. They pay me respect. They pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Do it. Off that ass, it's the roundest. You the best, man. You deserve a crown, bitch. Right on the ass. Stop. Now make that motherfucker and it's all right. Go stupid. drop it. Got everybody in here, oh my gosh, it's bad. Bitches, I'm your dada. White girls go gaga. When it sticks out, they bust it up. But see, I yas piñata. Bitch, look down. Tell me what's up. Girl, you talk too much. Shut up. I got that magic, you know it always nut up. And it got an attitude, no wonder why I stuck up. Hop it, then backflip, your gymnastics got me ecstatic. Your whole crew look like a pageant. I'm dropping cash tip and some taxes. Girl, you got me about to pass out. I'm wondering if Cupid gave you ass shots. Cause I'm in love with that ass. Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
On Twitter?
Yes, I've never seen you fuck, but I be having visual of a fucking tsunami every time he hits that shit from the back.
Back, front, wherever it is, it's just, it's all over the place.
Oh my God, I'm not fucking with you. I am not fucking with you. Like, I don't know. Tonight, we have Hellboy Elroy, a.k.a. Drag Dash on, coming on.
Hey.
It's going to be crazy. We're going to talk about his new music. We're going to talk about hood environment. We're going to talk about the affiliation with Chalk Mom, Chocolate City being under the hood environment label. We're going to talk about
Cockbox
and how people are reacting to that. And, you know, riding around, I'm Kristen. So I might have to make a remix to that. I'm riding around, I'm sucking. It's mine, I swallow.
It's mine, I'm fucking.
You gonna hop on that remix, girl?
Hell yeah. I'm riding around, my legs up. My pants down.
You're
so stupid.
I'm not fucking with you. I am not fucking with you. Like, really? I'm not fucking with you. And let's see who this 904 number is. I think it might be King Hollow. Not sure. But we're going to find out. We're going to learn tonight. Okay, last number 3685. What the hell you want tonight? Now
the same thing I want every night. You know what I'm saying? To prove to every girl that they can ride around and suck it. Fuck it. Two hands around the bucket. Fuck it.
Man, I just seen a public service announcement about you, and some chick said that dick ain't good and don't ride it.
That bitch ain't been around me. It was a different hollow. I don't know what you just told me, because that shit wasn't me. I'm trying to tell you. Public service announced these nuts. It wasn't these.
In his shaggy voice, it wasn't me.
Raggy.
Man, big shout out to Miss Curvy Capone from Texas. calling in. I see you, mamas. I can't wait to have her on the show, and we're going to talk about some serious things about women being entrepreneurs and everything like that.
Somebody give me the sad music.
Sad music.
Somebody play some sad music in the background.
Why?
Sad music. Because we're going to talk about women being entrepreneurs and businesship and just learning to take the leadership role.
Yeah. We ain't about to have none of that.
No, we go away. Anyway,
you better watch it.
Yes, he does.
Hey, I'm the king of the freestyle. I'm allowed to get away with
that. That ain't got nothing to do with my AK-47. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I heard about your interview. I heard about Chocolate Mama interview. I was on the line. I was like, look at her getting her interview.
She still ain't interviewed me yet, so I ain't worried about it. All that talk ain't made to Florida yet.
What interview?
I was listening to Chocolate Mama. You, the other one talking. Yes, I was listening to your interview on the radio.
Are you talking about Blast Your Thoughts?
Yeah, they're my people too. You forgot them everywhere.
Oh, no, no, I mean, I understand that, but did you see how
I
handled that chick that was trying to get out of pocket?
Oh, Lord, that was just too hilarious. Oh, my gee. Oh, man, you handed her ass, and I was just like, yo, she didn't need to go there, not with her. I don't even go there with her, because it's not because that you actually literally embarrassed me on 100 blog talks. It's just because you're wrong.
I mean,
it's just you don't, right?
Yeah, I mean, she must have thought that, like, I don't know what the fuck she was thinking, but I know she got some better thoughts now.
What happened? You gotta fill me in.
I was on a radio show, and it was No Filter Monday, and they was asking questions and everything, and she was, like, asking me, like, you know, kept saying I'm a porn star, and basically, if I have all this going on, why did I feel the need to be taking off my clothes, fucking da 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 da? And I just had to straighten her on my position on what the fuck I do and my past and everything like that. This is not no little dumbass female that feel like I gotta fuck my way to get what the fuck.
Exactly.
I'm
it's not like you just randomly meeting people and fucking them.
Yeah.
Stop that. Stop that. First of all, if you're gonna fuck somebody, be responsible about who you're fucking. You understand? All offers are accepted over here, you know what I'm saying, in Jacksonville, Florida. Make sure that you mail that check to P.O. Box 32218, Jacksonville, Florida.
No, I'm not going to play with you.
You know, basically, I just had to go ahead and, like, just let her know who the fuck I am and what I represent and where I'm going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a tease. I don't have anything against porn stars, but
you're not a porn star.
Yeah, there is a difference between porn star and adult entertainer. And if I have been saying this over and over and over, then that bitch is just stuck on stupid and she ain't never gonna get it, or she just mad that I can do what the fuck I do, and it's probably hard for her to find somebody to fuck her just on general purposes. You feel me?
Hey, women. We don't have to be so violent towards other women. You understand this?
Oh, I'm not violent at all. I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying?
Says the man who was just like, oh, anyway. Give me the sad music in the bag.
Dahlia, before I call and get dragged in, I gotta play Do Something.
You gotta play that other song, too.
Maybe
you
wanna do something?
Yes.
You gotta play that other song. Beat It Up. You gotta play that Beat It Up, too.
Yeah, you gotta play that too.
That's my shit right there.
Dahlia, this song is actually gonna be on my DVD. I haven't decided what scene I'm gonna do to it, but girl,
Can I be on DVD?
I'm not right. I need to be on
the
DVD.
I'm loud unless I'm stepping on it. So here we go, Manny Dion.
Oh, Lord.
Do something.
In the morning, and I'm just waking up. I look on over at my baby, and I wish she had on me wanna fuck.
It's been a minute since I've been on there. Like, I'm saying,
I missed the last one when you were on, so I told myself I'd be here today.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate that. Well, that definitely missed the last one.
I was early, huh, Chuck?
Yes. Yes,
see,
you were.
See, I was a brownie boy.
It's amazing.
I'm a good girl.
So, I have so many questions for Mr. Dragon. First being, I have been keeping up with everything that you do, of course, you know. And this new music that you have been putting out has been fucking crazy. Like, like really speechless, because it's like everybody keeps talking about all the rappers that are out and how whack they are. And, you know, they make real hip hop and everything like that. And then you were like one of those classic rappers. You didn't sell out. You're not wearing the skinny jeans. And you're not lying. And you're not fucking everybody that you're really not fucking. I mean, you don't even go like that in your music.
Exactly.
So, like, how are you staying true to hip-hop?
Like, all I do, I just stay grounded. Like, you know, I'm like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm always in the hood, so. I got no choice but to stay grounded, like you know what I'm saying. I'm always in a position where a person can actually reach out and touch me. So at the end of the day, that makes me be able to stay grounded and like know what really like what I'm gonna keep it real, like let them see. You know, I don't really knock like you know what I'm saying, like how they dressing and stuff like that, and all the new rappers, like you know what I'm saying. I'm cool with it. I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that might not be nice. I just feel like skinny jeans are for females. I'm just saying. If a dude gonna wear skinny jeans, he might as well throw on some motherfucking pumps and hit the stroll.
Yep, you're right about that. Hold up, you're right about that. I just can't do it. I can't wear nothing like I don't really want nothing too tight on my ass and nothing like that, and showing my kneecaps and like showing how my legs are shaped and all that shit. That's so crazy.
Kneecaps.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be walking down the street and these niggas be wearing these jeans to the point where I can see exactly how their kneecaps are shaped and stuff.
They vulnerable.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I got a story. We was riding up north. We was riding down the street, and my dude was like, "Oh, look at her." Drove by him. It was not a her.
Yeah,
I was like, "See, that's what the fuck you get."
Nah.
Yeah, for real. These niggas be shaped like girls, so it's like.
And they be walking like them, too.
Yeah.
They be walking like them, too.
I would just like to say I appreciate you keeping it normal.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, now, which song do you want me to play first?
Man, you could play. If you want, you could play. You could play the joint with me and L Black.
Okay.
L Black, word up. Hey, I want to give a crazy shout out to L Black, man. You know what I'm saying? He definitely on his grind. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, real hard body. He on all them DJ Whiteout tapes, man, going ham. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely got it in and got it cracking on them. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's a new joint with me and L Black gleaming on the streets right now. Awesome.
Here we go. Booty squad.
Yeah. L Black, the East Coast Bulls. Million-dollar flow key. The Fireman Draco. This that. Motherfucker, the East Coast back G. I'm ready to get pissed. Black on another track. Burgundy tech, that's a soda blood and match. I'm coordinated, yeah. Actually it's orchestrated, yeah. Nigga motivated. They love me but they never say it. That's cool. I'm better when I'm acting like a fool. Coming out and coming for that food. Listen. You shepping all night in that kitchen. I be at the back door to scrape up those dishes.
See, I ain't really too big on stick-up kids, but I got a clip up fill your chest like the hiccup did. Tear your liver up quicker than liquor ever did. They found his teeth on the ground, they thought it was peppermint. Hellboy, Elroy, and L Black. I'm a boss, you can tell I bought myself back. My nigga did 10 with a cup of water can hell that. Ain't spill a drip, y'all niggas full of shit. Niggas turn snitch and only got a bullet beard. Night back in the street catching a bullet quick.
Some things are better unsaid. You better not censor my shit, sensitive little bitch. I'm grimy, rewind me. Murder at the low speed of 90. Some federal boys that got behind me. I beg bigger toys than they can shot me. I shoot first and show sign. Watch me disappear. Magician's trick. I pulled this a billion times on the district.
Ayo, L, they ain't even in our district. They fuck with that cause they can't fuck with this shit. Niggas know I'm like a bear right there. Motherfuckers hate to hear, but they listening. New Pulse engine, sound like it's whistling. My Jesus peace got me feeling like a Christian. Cause it's Christian Dior, my bitch gifting. My money well earned, when would these motherfuckers learn that?
Fire on your ass, let it burn. Yeah. Engineer the blaze, it's like motherfuckers 6 million ways. Choose one, you gon' die anyway. I'd rather see the flames drowning tears off his face. You oughta know by now, ain't letting go my ground. This for them niggas spitting flames, no label ram. This for them niggas locked down, waiting to touch down.
It came around.
You ain't gotta wait, you get a plate now.
Yeah. Straight pound, yeah. Face down. The crazy folk coming, sorry for the wait now. Yeah. Drag him to the roof, he started acting gay now. Maybe he'll kiss his ass goodbye on the way down. Bullets like the circus, it play around. Play the clown, and you'll play the ground. Instead of a rectangle grave, a nigga made it round. So I can pack it full of niggas, now who hating now? Crack.
Wow, that song was crazy. And that's what you call an in and out, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It's an in and out. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, going back and forth, me and the big homie, L Black. I mean, you know, shout out to him.
See, that song was crazy. I have to admit, because we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he really enjoyed working with you. He said that there's another song that's coming out. I can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, man, I ain't going to front. Hey, he just sent me a joint. Shit, crazy. I'm laying it this weekend. And we're going to definitely get that joint cracked. And I ain't going to front. That joint is real crazy. It's a street joint, but it definitely got a summertime feel. Word up, but it's a real hood joint. Like real crazy, real different from that too. It's a whole nother bounce, whole nother feel from that song right there. So you know what I'm saying? For real, shit crazy.
Now see, I've been spending a lot of time with you as far as with your music and everything like that, and getting to know you from a business aspect. And I'm really surprised. And I'm trying to figure out how I want to say this so you don't think, like, you know, I'm supposed to think all rappers are dumb or anything like that. But you are, like, 150% business minded. To me, like you we had a conversation and you were saying that everything is more business than it is rapping, and it's like the way that you carry your record label, all your business dealings and everything like that, I am truly amazed, because I deal closely with a lot of other artists and those dudes don't be knowing shit. Like, they just be on some other shit, like making themselves look better. Like, they don't watch everything. Like, with you, you are hands-on. Like, nobody can get you to sign your life away. Nobody can pull some dumb, crazy shit. Nobody can pull the wool over your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I came in this game kind of young, so when I first came in the game, like I'm saying, you know, I was a little naive. All I wanted to do was just rap and just show the world and just be heard, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's like you live and you learn by going through that, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, this rap game is not all about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to be behind the scenes on your own project and, like, try to have as much control as possible, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, once the ball drops, then that's just what it is. And, mm-hmm. like, if you don't sell no records, then that's just on you. So it's like you want to have as much control as possible and really be on your business, like, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to understand, like, all the CEOs and the record execs, like, they on their business. Like, they're not playing with you. Like, they're making sure they get every nook and cranny what they're supposed to get. So, you as an artist and as a businessman are supposed to be on that same page.
That's what's up.
Hold up.
Now, when you dropped the Riding Around in Crippin, a lot of people didn't know that you were Logan. So now that, you know, it's out there, have you got any negative feedback? I mean, what has been people's responses?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't get no negative feedback. I mean, you know, regardless of what I am, you can say, niggas know I'm a G. So it don't, like, you know, I mean, you know, I don't really, I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really give it too much thought. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really give it too much thought when it comes down to that. Like, niggas already know what it is. I mean, you know, years ago, like, you feel what I'm saying? And, like my clique, like, my set, like, we straight about money. Like, that's what we is. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, nigga disrespect. And, of course, it's going to get handled just like it would be handled in any other hood. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, I'm straight about this money right now. And, like, everybody already know I'm true to that blue always. Like, you from the tail, I mean, you can hear it through my music. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you can download the Crazy Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. You can get all my new music. Everybody know what it is. But I'm just focused on the current environment shit and just getting it popping. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I mean, you know, my clip set, you know what I'm saying? My niggas about bread. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, we get this money. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Now you have this pet. You got this new project out, and I have to say I love my t-shirt and everything like that. So talk about the Where the Fuck Drag on that t-shirt.
Yeah. No doubt. We just put out, like, Where the Fuck Drag on that t-shirt like 2 days ago. And, like, I definitely want everybody to go to my website. You can definitely go get that right now. It's dragon2012.blogspot.com. Like, you know what I'm saying? For that joint is right there. Joint costs $20. And, like, it's official, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we got joints for the ladies. We got joints for the fellas and all that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we got mad different varieties and all that, too. Like, we got mad different colors and all that, so...
Yeah,
you know, we go cracking, like, you know what I mean? For real, we got it. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna eat
we're
one of them
right now. Yeah. So we're
gonna get
me
right
there. And also too, on the website and all that too, a lot of people can also hear all my new music. In case a lot of people missed out on a lot of things, like, you can hear all my new music. You can also see a lot of my videos and stuff like that. And at the same time, you want to show love on the T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? Because we promote the T-shirts along with the Crazy Spot 4. And, like, we just going in, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. So, I mean, you can see all that on there, like, you know what I'm saying?
Straight okay. up. Get your shirts, everybody.
Yeah, you already know.
Oh, yeah, and then once you buy your shirt, you got to take a picture and send it to Drag, and he's going to put it on his Instagram.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to put it, I'm going to actually put it on all my social media. Like, you finna say my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram, and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to put the picture up of the person and also as well as their page, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm going to hook it up. I got you, Drag. Doc, you might have to run that song back for me. Ass.
You are so retarded. Now,
at least it's a picture, not a video.
Huh?
Look, Jack, video's good.
Video's real good. I mean, he would appreciate a big ass booty and wear the fun Drag on that T-shirt because, hey, however you gotta promote it, how you gotta do it. I mean, I'm just saying. I appreciate watching your ass in his T-shirt.
Yeah, as soon as you get that shirt, you definitely gotta send me that picture ASAP.
I rock it. Okay, now you had the opportunity to kill this song, like you did. My Age Is Up, and it's bad for me to say this, but I'm just the type of chick that keep it real all the time. Like, when I first heard the song, I was like, oh, shit. But then the more I kept listening to it, I just went past Computer's part and just always listened to your shit. Like, you went so hard in that. That was, like, a big help for him. How did you feel about, like, doing the song and then doing the video?
Hello? Hold on right quick. I'm sorry. All right, you can repeat that again. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay, I was saying with the My Age Is Up, with the song that you did with the Computer, I was like, when I first heard it, I listened to the whole song. And then after that, I was just like, yo, fuck Computer's part. You killed that song. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was so hard, especially when you got to your verse. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
When you, like, playing your verse and everything like that, and you did the video, like, how did it make you feel? Because, I mean, you are just, like, so lyrically gifted.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just definitely just let him see. You know, I was just happy he threw me on the song, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a crazy shout-out to Computer and his movement and stuff like that, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, crazy big ups to the BX and stuff like that. So, I was just happy that he threw me on the joint. And, like, we actually got to represent, like, you know what I'm saying? That was actually my first day meeting him and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That was actually my first time meeting him right there on the video set. When we got it cracking right there. You see, so, I mean, you know, everything was all love.
Wow, because you guys had good chemistry in the video. I thought y'all knew each other for a minute.
Nah, nope. I just met him right there. I actually did the song on the strength of another nigga that know me and him, and, like, he just hooked it up. You know what I'm saying? He sent me the song. I liked the original one, but I said, you know what? I don't even know if he was even doing a remix. I just told him. I said, listen, I'm going to jump on the remix, and then he just sent me the track. I laid it, and then next thing you know, he was on the video set shooting the video for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but shit, if Dragon called me talking about, yo, I want to be on the remix, hell, I'm going to make a remix today. And let you kill it. So, I mean, like whenever Dragon raps, it's just, I don't know, you can change your flow up so many different styles, because tonight I was on Twitter. I mean, not on Twitter. I was on YouTube, and I went back and listened to Spit Your Bars, and then I found the song with you and Twister, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, really? Like, damn. You be getting it in. Your flow is so fucking crazy.
Like, the thing I like about Drag's music is, like, you can listen to the song over and over again, but you'll catch new shit every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you first listen to it, so much shit will fly over your head, you won't be able to catch everything, but as you listen to it more and more, you'll be like, oh, shit, that was cold. Like, I love music like that, and I feel like that's what rap is missing now. Just that intellect, having to actually think about what the fuck somebody said. And I don't know, that's why I respect you so much.
He has longevity. That's how I look at it. He has longevity in the game because it's like when you stay true to what you believe in and you do everything from your heart, it shows in your work, it shows in your character, and it shows in the steps that you take. You know what I mean? And a lot of people can't last this long because they get frustrated, then they give up, or their heart wasn't in it, or they just can't keep up with the times.
That's
they,
true.
Because they have to conform to change.
That's true.
Oh, Drag, I have to tell you that King Kahlo is on the line listening. That's the one that you asked for 8 bars on the Breezy show, and I think he gave you 24. The King of Freestyle, you know who I'm talking about? Is he still there? Oh, shit. Oh, damn. What happened?
Yeah, I was there, but the phone clicked off, and then I called right back and clicked right over, but y'all was still talking. I was like, all right.
I heard
everything y'all said, though. You know what I'm saying? But y'all just couldn't hear me until y'all pressed that button.
Oh, okay.
Because I was in the chat room, and King Hollow said he on the line listening to King of Freestyle.
All right, King Hollow.
He shouted you out, Hollow. So, we're going to bring you back in eventually, but right now, not now. Drag, what would you like to hear next?
What I want to hear next, you might as well play that My Age Is Up. You know what I'm saying? What up? With the big homie computer from the BX, man.
Okay, now let me find that one. It's coming.
Yes, sir. This is the remix. My Age Is Up. Turn it up.
I swear, I'm coming. This, my shit be like all over the place sometimes.
Hey, I want to hear that shit with Twister since you mentioned it.
I'm like with Twister, what? You sound just like a damn DJ. Marv Gohart, I would like to introduce you to Drag On. This is Marv Gohart. He's a DJ out of Ohio.
Oh, okay, Mark, go hard. What's good, dog?
Shit. You know?
And he's a fucking instigator.
He's a sweetie pie.
Whatever. Let me get my ages up.
He's a sweetie pie.
See?
Whatever. Marv, when you do a mixtape, we're going to have to, I got to get you to put some hot songs from Drag on there.
A lot of people have been asking me to do a mixtape and shit. I still ain't done one yet.
Why?
I don't know. I'll be busy. But a lot, like when I was DJing at this club, a lot of people kept coming up asking, and I was just like, I'll get one done.
We gonna be waiting now, so you can't upset us.
Well, while I'm getting the music up, let me ask you this. Being a DJ, like, how does it feel to, like, be on the phone with Dragon? Because I know you have, like, you came up listening to his music and just, like, supporting him. I know how.
Well, you know what? You know what? That's what's up. Because, like, the first time I actually listened to Dragon was, I can't remember who it was, but they gave me all these CDs in one of them, you know, them CD towers. And one of his CDs was in there. I can't remember the name of it. I think I still got it here somewhere. But it was real scratched up and shit. But I guess my CD player still played it and shit. And I just kept listening to it over and over because, you know, I had never heard him before. And the shit was just hot. And I was back in, I can't remember if it was middle school or high school. I think it might have been middle school, though. But yeah, man. Yeah, I called in early today, too.
First time I heard your intro and shit.
Well, you know what? Forget both of y'all. My ace is his computer feature is Dragon.
Hello, my love. Yo, Sam, where you at? It's Gang Lion Posse. Here we go. My name is every day, all day. I say Judah. You know I bling. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come on, let me walk top. Talk top. Stay on my New York stuff. Porsche up. Floor stuff. Big diamond cross up. Diddy Bop. Lindy Hop. Cross between Biggie Pop. I'ma take what Jimmy got. Spin it like a semi shot. I'm up to hot shoe idiot. Old school, rope jewels. Way before Pro Tools. Cowards better blow shoes. Smashing mics. Wagon bikes. Master bikes. Ask the price. Smashing like. Time to separate the real men from mice. My name is every day, all day. I say Judah. You know I blink. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come holler.
Okay, I'm moving my phone. Creeping your crib on the tip of my toes. Up in the throat, shoot from his roof. Watch them bullets just ripping his nose. On top of his head, caught two. Now he laying on the side of his head. Still popping the lid. Garbage bag. Got my butcher chopping his leg. My fountain is bread. My fountain is blue. Coke mountains. Rockin' soup. No soda. Mountain Dew. Hudson River, they found the shoot. D to the H. F. What? D to the R. A. G. H. E. Bringing the heat with no AC. Straight
hello,
G.
My
crazy beast. Part four. At your apartment, blow half the
hello,
door.
My
only because the hood asks for more. Make sure drag secure. Good coke, crack a pure.
My
diamonds clear, dragon pew. Nigga bottles in the
hello,
air.
My name is every day, all day. I say Judah. You know I bling. Blaze you up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blaze you up. Come holler at you.
Scared of what? Clear it out. Clear it up. You sit down. I'm standing up.
Phantom truck. Hammer tuck. Over strut. Hey, what up? Taking up, shaking up, bad reception, break you up, locking out, box them out, rock you, drop them, knock them out, smash his life, smash his mic, only speaking after Christ, no pen and pad to write, my mind is bright, out of sight, check the flow, yes or no, it's me, you rhyme a life, it's me, you rhyme a life. My A's is up, every day, all day, I say Judah, you know I blink, blaze you up, yes sir, yes sir. Blaze you up, come holler at you. Any day, all day. You know I'm playing. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
My A's is up for remix with computer featuring Drag On.
That song got me crunk.
Yeah,
I feel like
what?
I can go outside
that.
And bust somebody in the eye real quick.
I heard that song before, and you trying to play computer, man. His shit was hot, too.
Yep. It was nice, but it's just like, when you listen to Drag just be killing everything. It's like, I got tunnel vision.
And it's smooth. Like, his delivery is so fucking smooth, but that he just goes so hard.
Yes. His flow is like Aquafina. I'm sorry.
Got you drenched? You drenched over there?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but I definitely got to give a shout out to my man Computer. Like, you know what I'm saying? He go win.
Are y'all gonna do something else together?
Huh?
Are y'all gonna do something else together?
Nah.
No.
I'm sorry, I was drinking something and I spit it out like
nah.
We're gonna leave that at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right along on the next tidal wave on the chocolate wave. Let's talk about street knock. Let's hear your take on that song and how you killed it, and then you and Jada did your thing.
I just did my 1-2. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for so long, Chuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just like when I lay a song, and then once I hear it, then it comes back to me. And like, it hit me the same way I laid it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just happy just to be working again. Just happy to be on the song, to be honest with you.
Wow. That is so crazy, because are you teaching your daughter how to spit, or is that going to be a choice that you let her make?
I pretty much let her make her own decision, like I'm saying, because, I mean, you know, she just like me, so I know she's going to make the right decisions in life.
That's what's up.
That's a good answer. I like that. I think she's going to be a rapper. And she's going to have a flow just like yours. That's what I think. Now,
yep.
You've been hitting the clubs lately, and DJs have been showing you mad love. Like, people are just like, what the hell? And you had Street Knock get played on a major station on Saturday, and, you know, your friends was hitting you up and everything like that. How did that make you feel? Because, you know, so many people love you, and they support everything that you do.
That joint just felt great, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That joint just felt like a real blessing from the Lord. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing like a lot of heavy praying and all that right now. Like, I'm saying, I got a little 4-year-old girl, and like she about to start school in September. So I just been doing like a lot of heavy praying, just hoping everything start falling back my way. And like when I heard the song being played on the radio and stuff like that, and everybody loving it. And like a lot of big major DJs and all that, you feel me, they already showing love, already spinning it in the clubs, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, Crazy Shot, the DJ Pro Styles, and like the all pro DJs, and Crazy Shots are heavy hitters and all that, DJ Carmelo, DJ CeeLo, and all of them, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, we just working. Well, I'm just working, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Now, you know, I have to say that I'm really, really proud and happy to be part of the Hood Environment family. And so, like, I'm learning so much. It's like, for me, I'm learning from the ground up. And I'm getting, like, a lot of insightful information, and you're teaching me as we go. And what people may not know about you is that you are an excellent teacher. It's like you take your life lessons and you share that within your circle, so that it builds the union and it lays the foundation for everybody to be able to build up on that. And I really have to say I respect you and I thank you for that.
I really appreciate that. Like, I started my record label and stuff like that at joints called Hood Environment. And, like, how I run it, I try to make sure everybody is on the same page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, before I put out a song, like, I don't care if it's a mixtape joint or a joint for the radio or something like that, or a single, I like to call a big meeting with everybody, and everybody pick the joint. Just because I'm the owner and founder of the Hood Environment, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's a boss over there. You know what I'm saying? And I like, I want everybody's opinion. I want everybody to feel good about the next move or the next step that we're about to make. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just makes it that much better. Like, you know what I'm saying? When everybody's on the same page, because it's like communication is the key, especially when you're trying to get money.
Okay.
Now, I have a caller that wants to speak to you, and this is funny because you know him. So, hold on, let me see. Crimp, hello.
Yeah, it was cracking.
Yo, Big Crimp.
It's cracking because of what it is.
Big Crimp. You already know. Word up. Hey, crazy shout out to the whole BK. BK is in the building, y'all. Screaming down, crazy y'all niggas ain't know. Word up,
y'all.
Yeah, man, let them see. You know, everything good, like, you know what I'm saying? For real, we about to blast that joint off and all that. Word up.
Yeah, I got the whole West Coast boat crazy, and that nigga's hitting me up about you, cut.
Word up, for real. I can't wait till that video drop, dog. For real, when that video drop, it's going to be over.
Yeah, you know, man, like 300,000 or some shit, cuz. Real tough.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you know, you already know how your last video did.
Yeah.
Word up. You finna say 250,000 views on YouTube and all that. No publishing, nothing. Straight street grind. You know what I'm saying? So niggas already know what it is. Straight up.
You already know, my cuz. What it is.
Yeah.
Let's crack it, child, mommy. Hey, yo, that other girl, Delilah, whatever, man, she was scared. She was scared the other last time. That's why she come to the interview.
Excuse me?
Scared of what? Nah, hold up. Scared of what?
You scared of, like,
let me know.
You scared of that fresh-ass environment shit. That's what you scared of.
Nah, not me.
She Zach, she was a no-show, you heard me?
Yeah, I was a no-show because I do have a family, and it was family night. So.
Yeah. I heard it all before. First, I understand your husband.
You know,
anywho.
Since I have both of y'all on the phone, it's only appropriate that I play Riding Around Crippin.
Yeah,
you got to play that.
So here we go.
Let's get it.
East Coast and I'm crippin'. Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast can fuck with me.
You heard?
We the best, fuck the rest. You don't see my side of the gang, nigga. Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
melodic. And niggas know I'm about it. And your wife, he give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper. And I really bang for the goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my strip. Niggas empty out clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm loking. Well, guess what? Now you know. And my clip, it leave them soaking like he fresh up out the ocean. We turned him to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin. And my coat look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment, I'm Boston. My motherfucker, my eye busted. And I'm riding on my crippin'. And I pour 600 horses. I'm riding around and I'm crispin'. I'm riding around and I'm crispin'. I'm riding around and I'm crispin'. I'm riding around and I'm crispin'.
Not knowing about the blood, the sweat, the tears.
tears and the sacrifices and stuff like that. So what sacrifices did you have to make to become Dragon?
I never really made no sacrifice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Word up. I don't really, you feel me? Like, the only sacrifice that I be making right now is that when I got to go in the studio and stuff like that, and it's like I lose time and stuff like that I'm supposed to be with my daughter and stuff like that, like when I'm working and I'm grinding and stuff like that. But I don't really sacrifice. I'm going to make sure, you feel what I'm saying, my soul stay in my body. I'm never going to sacrifice nothing. Like, I'm going to always just do me, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't like it, fuck them.
I like that. Now, do you have any groupie moments to share?
Yeah, I got a lot of groupie moments, but I don't really want to share it too much, though.
We ain't nobody.
Now yeah, we really want to know.
I think everybody inside the entertainment business had a little groupie moment and stuff like that where they just say, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead on and enjoy myself tonight with her and her. Like, you know what I mean? So that's just what it be sometimes. It be that.
Damn, I can honestly say I have not had a groupie moment.
Oh, yeah?
I can honestly say that.
I mean, if you go in a club, half them niggas is groupies, if you really think about it.
But I don't go to the club.
That's true. I'm not going to sound like somebody.
I mean, like a lot of these dudes, they really do just be groupies now, and I'm not even nobody.
I'm scared to go to the club because my biggest fear is, if you done seen one of my felony head game videos, it's a wrap. I already know. You're like, oh shit. You know, I went to the club one time. Somebody came up to me and was like, Miss Swag. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I know you. I'm like, no, you don't. They're like, yo, I see your MySpace page and you wear boy shorts all the time. And I was like, oh, shit, because that was my background. I have pictures of my ass in boy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I went out and somebody joined my site and they knew me. So I be like, I don't be wanting to go out locally because 9 times out of 10, you gonna run into somebody you know. And when you do certain shit or when they see certain things, regardless of what the circumstances are, sometimes people already have in their mind that they're
going to
do some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stay in the house and keep everything in proper perspective. Now, when I step outside, you know, my comfort zone and go elsewhere, you know, like New York and shit like that, because we already established that New York got some nasty, freaky men up there. And Shadow Loke already admitted that he paid for pussy. What's today? Friday? He admitted that on Tuesday. So, I mean, you know, New Yorkers are special. I don't think drag has ever done that, though.
I never done what?
Pay for pussy.
No, I ain't never did that. I ain't never, ever, ever did that.
See, he's one of the few.
Mm.
I mean, at least he's honest. And, you know, Shadow Loke was honest. And then after he realized that he got caught up, he went on Twitter to say that he didn't do that. And then Big Crip, he paid for pussy twice, you know, because the situation he's in. So, you know, shouts out to those New Yorkers that pay for what they want. I respect y'all. Okay, now, Drag, which song do you want me to play next? We got Street Knock or Celebration?
you can get on and play that celebration right there.
This is new music from Dragon. It's called Celebration.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation, ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I did all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I got on walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freaks out, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race the airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living. They don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting. They ain't talking what I'm talking. They ain't bout it.
Let's go.
Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La da da day. Catch your body, shoddy spray. Ay. John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay. And by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay. You had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay. If you confront it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you confront me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty, not a K. Ay. But I said it backwards. I really should've said a AK. La 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 day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon-fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
Check. Give me a check. Give me a check. I'm dialing my man.
One of the funkiest beats. Like, I really like that beat. Like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, no doubt, crazy. Brother. Yup. Hey, y'all, crazy shout out to that producer and all that, too, that did that, too. Yo, that's my boy, Waterboy, and all that, too. He's from Philly. But he's from Philly, definitely in the building on that one.
When they play that in the club, I know people got to go crazy because that's like, matter of fact, to me, I don't smoke, but that's a smoking song. That's like one of the ones you take some sour diesel and you just like take in a big ass pull and you take it to the head and you blow it out and you just be like, yeah, that's that shit right there. And you just be so high and in your zone and you just be feeling good, vibing to the music.
High sex is the best sex.
See, if I smoked, I would be high right now. That's all.
Yeah,
so
I don't smoke.
I don't smoke, but I have before.
I mean, some people say smoke is good for you. It relaxes you.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, high sex is some real good sex.
Oh.
But, I'm just saying, because, like, you can, like, you can feel every single thing. Like, you know, like, sometimes when you smoke, everything just kind of be in slow motion, and then, like, I don't know, whatever. Fuck it.
I feel you.
I love smoking. Just,
like,
love
everything you
weed.
Touch. Like, you could hug somebody and be like, oh, shit. Like, it's just, I don't know, it enhances my feeling, at least.
Okay, that's what's up.
I mean, Drag, you smoke. When you hug a female, does it enhance the feeling?
Not really to me. I don't really know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always pretty much in that mood. You know what I'm saying? When it's time for that, like, I don't know whether I'm high or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know. So, it's all good. I love smoking weed. I'm not going to front, though. I slowed down, though. I used to smoke. I used to be smoking, like, 9-10 blunts a day. Like, I'm not going to front. Now I smoke, like, 2-3.
Yeah. I mean, I probably haven't even smoked 9 or 10 blunts a year, ever.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
Yeah. So, like, when I smoke, like, when I've smoked before, I could just take, like, maybe 2 hits and be high off my ass.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
But that was corn and dro. So, I don't know.
Damn,
when
not
I was out of there.
The day?
Huh?
Yeah. Hell yeah, for real. I used to smoke, like, a lot of motherfucking weed. I ain't gonna front, man. I'm saying, for just recently, you know, that shit too. I just now slowed down the shit. I mean, I'm really trying to go hard with this fucking environment shit with this record label. So, I already know in a minute I'm gonna have to throw on the suit and ties and all that craziness. So, I'm just trying to get myself prepared. Like, you can say that, like, don't nobody want to do no business with no pothead. So,
yeah. But at least you know, like, when you did smoke like that, you know, you still stayed on top of your shit, though, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front a lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, they sit back, they roll up their little weed or whatever, smoke their weed, and niggas
mm-hmm.
be stuck. Like, they be stuck.
Exactly.
On
exactly. And they ain't got gas money, but they stay with weed. Like, what the fuck?
Word out for real. Damn, they don't even got food money, but they eyes held up.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, when I smoke weed, I'm not good for shit. Don't ask me nothing. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I just sit there with my eyes closed and just go along with the flow. Like, I ain't good for nothing. I eat a meal. We make them fuck for a little bit, but most likely I'm going to fall asleep on your ass. Like, I am not good for shit when I smoke.
Yeah. King Hollow would like to come on and say a few words, and I am stressing the point, a few words to tag on, because your ass has the tendency to be long-winded. So if you get long-winded, you gonna hit the mute, and you just gonna be talking to yourself. So now that we have that understanding, I'm about to bring him on. Okay,
check my, there's a few words. There's a few words. Drag on, Kit Kat, Cool on, Crenshaw. You know what I'm saying? Eat Cat Crump was cracking calls, and everybody else is cracking around the nation. You know what I'm saying? Got to show that respect. Like I told Drag on before, you know, much respect. Been a big fan, you know, and, you know, just want to say, you know, hi. Check on how he doing, and, you know what I'm saying, keep doing what he doing, you know. Like I told him, he inspired me to do what I do. And, you know what I'm saying, I've been 12 years running. So, you know, that's my few words.
All right, no doubt. King Hollow on the motherfucking building. Word up once again, big homie. You know, it's always a pleasure to holler at you, man. Word up.
You already know. I sent them songs too. They were chopped and screwed, though, because I had got DJ 1080 to fuck with them real quick. But you know what I'm saying? I got Throne Room finna get ready to drop with my people. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a big supporter of Hood Environment since I heard it. So you know what I'm saying? I'm in the background.
All right, that's what I do, dog. Word, I appreciate it, man.
All right, for sure.
All right. We thank you for calling in, King Hollow.
Yes.
Yes. You said be brief. You said be brief with Drago tonight, so I'm being brief, you know, because, you know, I'm not a groupie, you know what I'm saying? I just respect real music, and I, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of shit out here. I just, you know, I'm from the old school 90s type shit. I can't respect, you know. Ty Gene, I can't do it. I can't respect that shit.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it, man, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? World is long. I really appreciate that, man. Like, straight up, I ain't really playing with them right now. I'm really about to really make a run on them right quick.
Trust me, you know what I'm saying? You ain't the only one, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm finna do, like, you know what I'm saying, I had listened to some advice from T.I. himself, you know, because I was talking to Emilio Sparks, and we was talking it up and shit, and he was just like, hollow, you know, start going at their heads, and, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm finna start doing, because ain't nobody checking these niggas these days, so I'm finna start, you know, checking with a dope at, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, what set you is, you know what I'm saying, you Su Wu, you Crippin, what's going on, you know what I'm saying, 40 watts and grapes, cuz.
Yeah, that's what it do though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's called for that though. It is.
You know,
I think it's time to start checking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big fan, and I hope one day, you know what I'm saying, I get my money right and holler at you and be like, you know, let's do a collab with the crazies. You know what I'm saying? Hollow meets Mr. Dragon and Big Crit too. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody that's actually doing that shit, man.
That's what it do.
You already know, cuz.
Big Crip, yo, are you still in the phone?
Yo, I'm here, cuz. I was with the hooks. That's why I told to the homie. Yo, cuz, keep that shit crippling and coming back for the real game. You heard this,
bitch. Yo, I'm
about to
play
with all these bitch-ass niggas. See, if Jack ain't talking, I'm going to talk this shit. Everybody better watch out, cuz we coming after all your fucking fake-ass gangbangers. There's real niggas in the game. I'm in it.
Keep it cracking, great.
Dragon's a lyrical nigga. He's a rapper, and I'm the gangbanger who just say bullshit.
Well,
you
know,
see in the building, Dragon, and we keep it moving.
Wait up, bro. You see in the building.
Shout out to Chris, though. Shout out to all Chris. Shout out to the neighborhood. Shout out to Great Street. Shout out to everybody. Where's Mafia Movie Gang on this side, you heard?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to all of them. Six Money Murder, you know what I'm saying? Great Street.
Nah, yeah. You already know Six Money Murder in California, the real Six Money Murder, not that bloodshed in New York. Shout out to the real one from California. Yeah, I know about Long Beach, everybody.
Oh,
we got everybody from Cali, you heard?
Baby Hewitt, Baby Blue, all the niggas, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna sit here and spit that history, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, get to
I already know,
play
for Pookie. That's for Pookie, the big homie. It, you know what I'm saying? I know it all, cuz that's my big homie. Bet for Pookie, payback. You already know what it is. Real Crippin' over here, just like you, you did.
Hey,
so,
man,
I'm neutral, homie.
I'm neutral, but you know what I'm saying? I just know my knowledge, and I just keep it G. You know what I'm saying? I like being neutral. I'm mob, though, you know what I'm saying? So I got to know this name.
For sure. I ain't neutral. I'm only Crippin', so let me tell me that the other thing's bad. At least I am, not everybody else.
You got to, cuz, you know what I'm saying? You got to. And I respect cuz. I respect everybody soup whooping, cuzzing it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, big backing and all, keeping it cracking, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, cuz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, King Hollow, we really appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the love. And
Hey, I'll say one thing, you know what I'm saying? I am the king of the freestyle for 2012 and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that don't like it, I tell them they can check it, you know what I'm saying? That's what I call myself, 236 videos on YouTube bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I am here.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay, what's so funny? Hey.
Okay, Dahlia, I'm gonna need you to set the hell up. I love my guests. I'm cracking up. DJ Marshall Horn, what did you think about celebrating celebration.
That shit was hot. I mean, I like all his shit.
Celebration, bitches.
Right. And I actually had a question for him. I was wondering, do you still mess with any of the Rough Rider dudes?
I still be on the phone with DMX. I still kick it with Kiss.
That's my nigga.
Styles, you finna say, are those that don't know? I got a mixtape series out right now with DJ Self. Like part three, I got Maybach Music on there, and I got D Block on there, I got Dipset on there. You feel what I'm saying? Of course, I had to put my boy Styles P on there, and you feel what I'm saying? We still get it in. But you know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Will you and DMX ever do something together again?
Yeah, no doubt, of course.
Good, because I love y'all voices together. Like, yeah.
I appreciate it, man. We definitely gonna get in the studio and get something cracking for real.
That's what's up. I really fuss with DMX. Like, I still bang, and then there was X. Like it was just fucking brand new. Like, Fame, that's my shit.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Straight, that's the big homie right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's like my mentor. Like, you know what I mean? He taught me a lot of things that I know and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, just far as, like, like just far as my whole thinking pattern, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, my whole creativity. Word
He's
up.
He's a smart-ass man. He's smart as fuck.
Word up.
And he got the funniest interview with Westwood. That shit is hilarious. That nigga be cracking me up, man.
I like how he just be speaking some real shit.
You gotta send me that link. Hey Chuck, send me that link Lord, I wanna see that.
Yeah, that shit. Oh man, he got me cracking up. He was talking about some big dude he had coming out on the label or something. And man, you gotta see that shit.
He might be talking about my man Big Stan and all that. He said he was real big.
Yeah, he was talking about because Westwood was talking, and then he just DMX said some funny shit, and Westwood just kept talking, and DMX just started cracking the fuck up. it was just so funny. You know how he be animated and shit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see that, man. I'm going to pull that shit up tonight. I got to see that, John.
Yeah.
Now, Drag, I have another question, but I got to think about how I'm going to word it. Dahlia, do you have a question for a Drag on?
Hell yeah. When y'all going to get that video cracking so I can see y'all fuck?
What?
I mean, I was just waiting for the right moment. I couldn't hold it in no more.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
we're going to get that popping a little later on. I'm going to drown these niggas with this music first and get back on top. And then after that, boom.
Then you're going to let Chad get on top.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
All right. Well, for everybody who don't know, like when he was on the show before, I pretty much told them I wanted them to do, like, a video. I wanted to see them do it and shit. And so, you know, it's been talks. People on Twitter, they want to see it too. So, you know, you got to give the people what they want. You got to give me what I want. I'll be happy. I'm good.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you said you're going to be in the room holding the camera, though. Didn't you say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll hold the camera. But that's all I can guarantee. Chuck, don't be trying no funny business.
Me? Try funny business?
Mm-hmm.
Long before me and Drag do the craziest part five, you going to give me that ass. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to get some pictures. I'm going to get the pictures you sent me, and girl, that ass is freaking good. I'm going to have to strap up for that one.
Oh, God.
Don't fucking play with me tonight, Dolly. You always got me over here like, no, the fuck she didn't just put me on blast like that. Oh, wow. Like, I can't have too many shows when I'm speechless on my own shit. That just don't work.
I'm sorry. I told you I just couldn't hold it in no more. When you said, Dahlia, do you have any? I sure motherfucking do.
You were supposed to bob and weave that question. This is music.
Oh, my bad.
Crazy Five is down the road. That's going to be like a mixtape, DVD. Like, you know, you got to get the marketing ready. So once people hear Crazy Part 4 and whatnot, then that's going to be crazy. We're going to slow roll it. And I'm scared. I'm scared of that one right there.
Yeah,
I am. Now, my question to Dragon is, how can people get features with you? Because, you know, I know a lot of times people be wanting songs with you and everything like that. And they got to understand that nothing in life is free. Not even the air that we breathe is free. So can you just go ahead and lay down the laws on what someone has to do to get a feature with you?
Well, first of all, he has to know that it's not going to be free. and then he got to hit my email, which is bookdrag2012@gmail.com, and like he could hit the email, but before he type, he has to know that before he put his fingers on any letters on his phone or anything, he has to know that it's not going to be for free. It's not going to be for free. And also, he has to know that unless he did at least 25% of what I did in the game so far, unless you did 25%, right, I do not want you to write in the email, it's going to be a good look for the both of us. No. It's only going to be a good look for you, right? Unless you did 25%, all right, look, and like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it real on some G shit. Like, let's just say if I do a song with Jeezy right now, you feel what I'm saying? Like, where I'm at right now with me making my comeback, if I do a song with Jeezy right now, right, do you think it's going to help Jeezy? No. It's going to be a good look for me because, yeah, I've been in the game longer than him, but he's more cracking than me right now. Like, right now, he's cracking. So it's going to be a good look for me if I do a song. So that goes for you. Let him see more. it goes for the same thing for y'all that's on the street that want to come up. Unless you did 25% of what I did, that's 5-6 of DMX's albums. They all sold 5-6 million, right? I've been on almost all of the Lox albums. I've been on two of Eve's albums. I've been on Big Pun's album. I've been on Fuji's album, Funkmaster Flex album, Clue album. I did numerous videos, Mad. I did two movies. I'm not bragging, but unless you did at least 25% of that, it's only a good look for you. So you're going to have to pay me.
Hey, you, right? you about to do a song with Jeezy?
Nah.
I think you should.
Yeah, hell yeah. I ain't gonna front. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got mad respect for Jeezy. I ain't gonna front. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love all his music. I got both of his mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? I got the Realest Back Part 1 and Part 2. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's real. I give it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real. So, it's just on some G shit. And after y'all understand all of that, then hit my Gmail and let me know what's up. Straight like that.
Straight like that.
Yeah, straight like that. Mm.
That is like y'all heard it from him. So, you know, hopefully that eliminates a lot of the bullshit.
I'm sure that's the, like the same thing with like if somebody wanted you to come out, make an appearance or something like that.
Yeah, no doubt. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, y'all could definitely hit my email, or like if you want, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna front. I'll be on Instagram like all day. Even when I'm writing rhymes, I'll be on motherfucking Instagram. I'll be in the studio, I'll be on Instagram. So, like, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. And yes, my joint is private. That means I don't want you looking at my picture unless you are following me. Straight on down. You got to follow me, and then I'm going to allow you to follow me, and then you feel me say you're saying some fly shit or whatever, yeah, I'll follow you back. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want y'all looking at my picture unless you follow me. You feel me say? So, yeah, I got it private, I'm saying. But look, feel free, anybody to hit me up. It's drag_ON1. That's drag_ON1. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on there all the time. I'm going to get on there as soon as I get off of this phone. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, we can chop it up. I'm saying, but definitely hit the email. If I'm going to say that's better, you know, it's more professional.
Wow. So, in other words, like, a lot of people be like, fuck you, pay me. That's how you got to be. Like, you know? I think that's a good saying, though.
Yeah, it's not like that all the time. I just got to know a nigga on his grind. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not just doing a song with anybody because he feel as though, oh, yo, yo, Jack, yo, are we both in the Bronx? Okay, that's cool. Hold up, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I charge. Boom, and then we going to get it cracked. Well, you know what I'm saying? Unless I feel as though it's a good look for the both of us. You know what I'm saying? If I feel as though it's a good look for the both of us, then we going to do it. Like, you feel what I'm trying to say? But if I don't feel as though it's not a good look for me, you're going to pay me for that whack look that I probably got to do. Like, you feel what I'm trying to say? Straight up, and that's just what that is. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Well.
Yeah, people got to pay for what they want in life. Like, for real. And the way that you still spit and everything like that and the respect that you got, people going to listen to it just because your name is attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way we just spend money on bottles and spend money on skinny legs, they can spend money on a verse.
Yeah, man.
Right.
And the way the Brooklyn niggas pay for pussy, they can spend money on the verse. Ain't that right, Big Quill?
Huh? Rather. Where is my laugh? What's crack laughing?
Oh, we're talking about how Brooklyn pay for coochie.
Nah, I don't pay for pussy. You crazy, cuz? You don't pay for no damn pussy, cuz.
Shadow Loc, dude.
We sell the pussy. We don't pay for no pussy, you heard?
Shadow Loc admitted it, homie.
Shadow Loc don't pay for no pussy, cuz. You heard me?
He said it.
Nah, man.
I ain't going to play it.
Yo, he ain't hear you. That's why. He don't pay for no cuz. He trusts that.
Big rip.
Yeah.
I love you, but you're not going to win this one.
Huh?
I said I love you, but you're not gonna win this one.
Hey, we don't pay for pussy over here. We sell the pussy.
I mean, Bronx don't pay for it, but Brooklyn do. Trust me on that.
Brooklyn don't pay for no pussy, cuz. Yeah,
they do.
Let me tell you, down south pay for pussy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I know. I know for sure. You know the Florida niggas pay for pussy. Everybody. So, hey, we don't pay for no pussy over here.
Brooklyn, I don't pay for pussy.
Man. I mean, you get it for free to your female, you hear me?
No, I don't get nothing for free.
So what you do then?
We all pay for something.
We all pay for something?
Yeah.
Would you say, Chuck, I am the oldest form of prostitution? Is that what you say?
Yeah, being a housewife is the oldest form of prostitution. Because your husband paying your ass to do what the hell you're supposed to do. Trust me, I've been there. I know.
You said he paying me to do what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, man, look, when you're a housewife and you stay home and you do all the cleaning, the cooking and stuff like that, when your husband come home, you give him some, and then...
But what if he do the same for me?
Huh?
What if he does the same for me? It's whoever works later.
That's how I look
at it. I can't so, hear you.
I said being married is your husband is a trick and you a
But what if we? But what if it's equal? What if
yeah.
when That's I true. Work late, he cook and clean, and I come home to a cooked meal and a clean house?
Equal form of prostitution. He's a trick and you a hoe. Now,
well, I'll accept that.
I gotta get it, Alan. We're gonna play Street Knock with Greg and Jada. Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. Let me find it.
He touched my chest, I feel my Beretta. 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 I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Okay, I don't got nobody on my brand new Maserati. I'm just sitting on the engine squeezing shotties at you boys, huh?
Yeah.
They don't want no problem. I am fresh, I dig your column. Right up on that murder column next to Gotti and them boys, huh?
Swiss, open that casket. I hopped out like what's cracking. Yo, ASAP, what's happening? Let's get these bastards.
I don't got no feeling in my body for nobody, so I probably take your hottie and just pass it to my boys, huh?
Ride around in that Bronson with that big Charles Bronson. Squeeze until they're unconscious, then shoot the Yonkers.
I knew they wasn't ready. I pull off a Machiavelli. Now I'm aiming at your belly, watching belly with my boys.
Swiss said to get focused. Photo post got me open. Now we Batman and the Joker, and I'm the Joker.
Secret mileage on them birds when they be flying, they be flying. All I say is copy, copy. Yeah, they're poppy and them boys.
It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta. 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 It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta.
Riding around that hoopy in the zone at 2-3. It ain't hard to find me. I'm wherever that loop be. I be smoking trees in Belize with a mommy. I was on the block selling peas when they signed me. Roll out and spark it. Work back on the market. Sour Kush, haze, Ari, everything except chocolate. Yeah, I'm constantly reeing. Stack whatever I'm seeing. Patiently just waiting for that Bentley SUV. House shopping on lining. Hate the fact that I'm shining. Feel the back of that nine and then try to run off with the consignment. Stomp you out in them AIs. Stomp you out in them D Browns. Do it for the hood and niggas in the P now. You know who I'm down with. What I move around with. They ain't in the building, but they got the building surrounded. All I do is weigh it, cause I ain't got time to count it. And the city is mine. Ain't no fucking doubt about it.
I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Ow! Fuck! I like that song. Had to dip because he had something to do. So I give y'all his apologies, and I'm a end his. I ain't ending the show, but I'm gonna end it like he would end it. He would like to thank everybody for listening and supporting him and everything like that. I mean, he wouldn't say it that soft or nothing like that. And you know, make sure y'all buy that T-shirt. Females, get y'all T-shirt and look sexy. If y'all don't know what sexy is, go to my Instagram and see me in my drawers and T-shirt that says "Where the fuck drag on that?" I look good in my green drawers and my white and black T-shirt. Now, let's get it popping. Let's get back to the cock box. I heard Big Crip gonna volunteer.
Say what? What you say?
I heard you was gonna volunteer for the cock box.
For what? The cock? What that is?
on my video, and it's a box where you stick your dick through the little hole, and I step on it with my feet. I don't stomp on it.
Oh, of course, no. Hell no. You crazy? Hell no. Not me.
I'll make the box
move. Not me. Hold on, hold on, Shirley. Hold on. Yo, crack, huh? Cracking, nigga.
See, I'm going to have to find me
come
a
on, Franklin. Yeah, I just got here.
Don't
want to
act right.
All right, cuz. Yeah, what you saying? You ain't selling no mind, dude. I got somebody for you who would do that, but I ain't doing that.
Who? Who is it?
Hey, yo, Capri. Yo, I got some freaky girl on the phone. Hey, talk to her. Huh?
Huh?
I got a freaky girl on the phone already. You want to talk to her? Yeah, you can handle all that. Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, she can't fit in my ears. Say hello.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hold on. This nigga deaf right now.
I ain't deaf.
I bet he is.
Shut up, nigga. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Oh, man. So you a freak?
All day. 365 of the year.
Oh, so am I. I'm a freaky chick.
Yeah?
Got a question for you. When you be fucking, do you make a lot of noise?
It depends.
On how good the pussy is?
Yeah, well, good at pussy is. Is your pussy good?
My pussy is awesome. My pussy make you say burr.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Well, you know what I'm saying? That says words was meant to say, you know what I'm saying? Action, I'd rather see for myself.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like playing with myself right now. Why don't you say burr for me so I can see how it sounds with the New York accent?
Say what again?
Can you say burr for me?
Burr?
No, burr.
Hello,
I
can't hear.
Hold on.
Say burr. Hold on a second. One more time. Say it again.
Okay.
Burr, like it's cold.
Yeah, like burr. Can you say that for me, puppy?
Burr?
Yes.
Burr, it's cold.
Yeah, say it sexy, though. Put some, like, into it.
Hey, sorry, put that ass into it.
Hey, do you like for females to sit on your face?
Say it again?
Do you like for females to sit on your face?
Nah.
Why?
No.
Nah.
You don't eat pussy?
Yeah, when I eat that pussy, you see I eat.
Okay, but if you eat pussy, you'll let her sit on your face so you can get all in there.
Yeah, but depending on that pussy, it's not just any pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Now, would you let me play with your dick with my foot?
Hey, why not? Hell yeah.
What? So you wouldn't mind doing the cock box with me?
Nope.
Oh, do you lick ass?
Nah.
Have you ever tried it?
Nah, I never tried that. But I get my ass licked, though.
Oh, you like getting your ass licked?
Hell yeah. That shit is not. What? What's wrong with that? Oh shit. I don't know, nigga. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Get up on it. So
you don't lick ass, but you get your ass licked.
Hell yeah. Shit.
Do you like it? Do you like when she licks from your balls to your asshole?
Hell yeah. Yo. Hell yeah. she could lick it, suck it.
Huh?
I said she could lick it, suck it, do anything, put whipped cream on it, chocolate.
Have you ever had your dick sucked from the back?
One time.
Oh, damn. Huh? So,
did you have to bend over for her to suck it from the back?
Hold on, say it again.
How did she suck it from the back? How were you positioned? Were you standing straight up, or were you bent over a little bit?
While she's sucking it, let me see. While she was sucking it, I do both. While she was sucking it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, since you like for her to lick it and suck it, can I stick my dildo in your butt?
Nah. Rude boy, no swing that way.
But you letting it get lit, so it's getting ready for me to pluck it.
Nah. It's still my butthole. It said, "Do not enter." That's what it says.
Oh, it says, "Do not enter, but please lick me and suck it."
Yes.
You get to.
Wow. And you blue flagging too?
I do what?
Are you a blue flag?
Nah.
Okay. Cause I was about to say.
Nah.
Well, before you give Big Crip the phone back, can you say birth for me one more time, baby?
Say what? What?
Birth.
Hello?
Crip.
Yo.
Yo, nigga, like his ass licked.
Well, that's his business. That ain't me.
I asked him if he liked his dick sucked from the back. He said yes. I asked him if he bent over for it, and he said sometimes.
He's crazy.
Don't walk down no dark alleys, I'm telling you.
That's your homeboy.
Don't walk down no dark alleys.
I don't drink with him anyway. That's his business.
He said he likes his ass licked and sucked.
Licked and sucked.
Yeah, that thing is crazy for all that talk.
He's like that blue licked and sucked, and he like her to lick from the balls to the hole.
And guess what, Crip? He said
He said that shit?
Yes.
He said it.
Man, that's it. Hey, he do anything for bitches anyway. He do anything for anything. That's it. I ain't me, man.
Oh, so is he a paymaster?
Nah, I doubt it. Nah, he don't pay. He just probably, he sound like he a freak. Yeah, you a freak, nigga?
Generous.
Yeah, right. He said you're a freak 365 a day, but that's him. I don't know.
You know what
they
say? Birds of a feather flock together.
Nah, because he don't be busting that gun like me. That's what I do. I'm nice to all that other stuff. I'm a street nigga. I'm not to that kick gate shit, all that other shit.
He's too busy getting his salad tossed
with bacon bits and olives and a little ranch dressing on the side. Don't forget the croutons.
Yo, I don't know. That's the only thing his lady, what he do. That ain't what I do. You heard it.
While old boy busting nuts.
Exactly. That's what he do. You heard it.
Wow. I can't wait to meet him. This is going
to
be funny as hell.
I mean, he from Boston, so I don't know. You got to go to Boston to find his ass.
I'm coming to Brooklyn to find his ass.
I don't know when you'll meet out here, but he about to go back to Boston. He ain't from out here.
Uh-huh.
He's coming back, though. He's going to Boston.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Boston got him open. That ain't no Brooklyn thing. Here is it.
Uh-huh.
He just said, well, every time you come down here, let him know, and he'll be here.
If he ain't going to have his wallet and credit cards, it ain't no fucking me.
She said, if you ain't had your wallet or credit card, ain't no sense fucking with her. Yours.
And he don't lick ass, but he get his ass licked. Chalk like to get her ass licked.
If you want to pay, he said, you the one that has to pay him.
pay his ass no fucking attention.
She said she don't pay ass no fucking attention. She said she like gangsters. She likes to know that crazy shit. See, man, they like gangsters. They don't like that freaky dick. They just talking crazy, cuz.
He do the box shit.
He yeah, do the cock box. Yeah, he'll fall on that dick. Okay.
Hey, hey, now I'm in the family, you shark. What the hell is back box, whatever you said last time?
The cock
box?
It's a
nah, she said something about back box or box by some shit.
A cock box. A
yeah.
cock box is a board with the center cut out and the dude places his dick in it. It's like the glory hole, but you're not fucking. A person is playing with your dick with her feet.
Hey, is it stand on your shit?
I mean, not hard or nothing like that. It's basically a foot fetish thing.
Oh, no,
hey.
I ain't fucking with that.
Chuck, did you ever ask him the bathroom question?
Yeah, that's the question right there.
You.
That's what I'm talking about. What the hell is a bathroom? Yeah, what that is?
You didn't ask him the bathroom question?
Let you do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you take this shit, what do you do with your dick?
What you mean?
Do you sit it on your lap? Do you hold it? Do you put it
right.
in the toilet? Do you jack it off? I mean,
why the hell would I jerk off my taking a shit? Y'all so crazy, motherfucker.
Cut. Hey, hey, when I asked this question on Twitter, those are some of the responses that I got. So I'm
you
just
know
going off of that.
Nah, he's talking crazy. Taking regular
so,
shit. What are you talking about? Jerking off and all that. Huh?
Hey, that's
what they call
hey.
It, a blumpkin? Oh, what do my boys say they call that, a blumpkin?
No, they call it blumpkin when a dude's taking a shit and a woman's giving him head while he's taking a shit.
Oh,
that's a blumpkin.
Yeah, he just said, see, I don't know none of this kind of talk, man.
Yeah.
I ain't do none of that shit.
So what do you do with it? What do you do? What is your dick doing? Okay, picture this. You're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Where is your dick?
It's just hanging, chilling, man.
Is chilling inside the toilet?
Well, let's go chill out. You want to hold the door? Yeah. Hold on. Hold the door.
Okay.
Hold the door.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy. Your question is crazy, cuz. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. My stomach hurts.
I mean, I just wanted to know. I just thought to myself one day, some guy called in and said sometimes his hit the water, so he holds it. Another guy says he jacks his dick. Another guy says he sit it on his lap. Another guy said he put it on the toilet seat, so I was just wondering, what do you do with it? You just put it in the toilet and be back to business?
Not just home, I don't live. Just take a shit, the shit, I don't need shit. All that shit, shit off and all that crazy shit, I don't do none of that. Hold on. Cracking, man. No, my cousin's degree.
My stomach
hurts. No, no, what's the name of this?
You're so silly, God.
Man,
I
didn't do nothing. I minded my business, girl.
Let me try this, huh?
Before we go, you got to play one song for me.
What's that?
B.O.B., Ray-Ban. That's my shit.
What?
B.O.B., Ray-Ban.
B.O.B.
Ray-Ban. Ray-Ban, like the glasses.
My cousin's degree.
Hold up. You know what? I'm going to play that. But I got to play this one song. We was talking about this earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we were talking about this earlier this week. And I have got to play this motherfucking song.
The one chick is coming.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Is it Tita?
Wait a minute.
It don't really matter, but I can't
lose.
This is why
I ain't smelling no dicks. I don't give a
fuck. Okay, now second. When her name is Risqué, right?
Right.
When she made that song, she was only 17. If a 17-year-old is talking about smelling your dick, yo, she managed to fuck. At 17, I was not speaking about smelling nobody's dick.
Me either. Like, my thing is, if you feel a nigga cheating on you, if you got to go through lengths to smell his dick, you need to just not be with that nigga. Like, for real, for real. I'm not about to be smelling no dick, sniffing no balls, draws, none of that.
Now, Coogee Crip, listen.
Yes, it's cracking.
Who is, I can't think of his name, he is the light-skinned dude with the braids in your clique in Fresh Game.
Oh, Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cracking.
He following me on Instagram. Tell him I said, what's up?
Oh, all right, when I see him, he in the crib right now.
Okay, now listen. Since you're supposed to be finding somebody that can handle me, I need you to listen to this song because this is what I need a nigga to do for me. Like, if a nigga can do this for me, I will love him forever. So, here we go.
Nigga, what's that? And go to the bathroom. Say it again. You want to go find a dude, you said?
Yeah, I need a dude that can beat the pussy up. I want him to do just like this song.
I'm going to find that for you.
This is your song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight. Yeah. Don't let a pretty cut.
Okay, for everybody that's listening, I just had it beat up in a long time. So the first nigga that I decide to get a pussy to, if you can beat it up, yo, I promise you I will ski all on your shit. I will work. And I will let you make a movie.
I find somebody to your shop.
Man, what you going to do? Go to Jamaica and find that nigga?
Yeah, you already know. I'm going back down there real soon.
Man, I done fucked plenty of Jamaicans, and guess what? They ain't got nothing on me.
You probably met the wrong Jamaican.
Man, Jamaicans, it was plural. It was different ones at different times, and they all had whack dick. I think they was from Brooklyn, where you at.
Yeah, stop trying to play my hood, cuz. Stop trying to play my hood. Okay, you got to come out here to Brooklyn, you heard me.
I come to Brooklyn. Brooklyn be paying for it.
Huh?
Brooklyn be paying for it.
No, we don't, man. Paying for no cutty, cuz.
Listen, every time I come to New York and I call my Brooklyn niggas, they come through bearing gifts with rubber bands. They come through with dough because I like to go shopping. They already know what it is. I'm telling you, they are faithful and paying for what they want.
Oh, and that's that. Then I ain't like nothing like none of that.
You know what? It's okay for you to deny it because you are OG and people look up to you and whatnot, but ain't nothing wrong with paying for pussy. Paying for pussy is good.
Yeah, so there's something wrong with that. You pay for dick.
For me?
Yeah.
If it's the right dick, I sure will.
Alright, it ain't crazy, man. We don't do that over here.
If it's the right dick, I'll pay. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm thought it was good. But if it's not, that motherfucker gonna give me a refund and I'ma take what's in his pocket.
I hear you.
Yeah. I sure am. So I'm gonna say, what?
I said, nah, not over here, man. I can't speak for every Brooklyn nigga, you dig?
Yeah,
I
don't know, you can't speak for, you can't speak for everybody in Fresh Game, because if they know the OG don't pay for pussy, they're not about to be like, yo, Crip, I paid for some pussy last night, or I licked this chick's ass, or she licked my ass. It's just certain things men won't say if they know they click ain't with it.
I don't know, man, so I can't speak for everybody. I just know I ain't doing it.
Okay,
and this nigga wild the fuck out, cuz.
That sounds better. Big
this
Crip.
Nigga said some crazy shit on the radio, cuz. Hello?
Yeah, but I mean, Loaf already set the tempo on Tuesday.
Say it again.
I said Loaf already let it be known what he do when he tried to go back to his track.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
So just
yeah,
because Loaf said that, I'm going to make it my business to see his ass when I come to New York.
Who, the homie?
Yes.
All right.
And as, he's pulling out his wallet, it's going to be on Instagram.
Hey, then do what you got to do. How long is anybody from my squad?
Huh?
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I want to see this. Yeah, this bitch.
Don't underestimate me.
Yeah, I know you do what you do, but I got faith to believe you. Heard this.
You got faith in what?
I said, I believe it, but I got faith to believe it.
Oh, yeah. My co-host will tell you.
Your co-host is shy. She quiet, man.
No, I'm not shy at all.
All the other time I used to hear her talk crazy names, you know what I'm saying? But anytime Big Crip on it, she quiet.
Oh, I'm not quiet. I'm just listening. I'm taking it all in.
She listens to the lies your ass telling you.
What you say? She gonna line me up?
Mwahaha.
Ain't she gonna line me up with nothing, cuz.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Big Crip? We love you and your denying ass.
Why you having denial for?
Because most men don't admit that they paid for. Most men don't admit anything out of the norm.
No, I keep it real, but hey, I know I ain't paying for no cutting. So I don't know. I can't speak about that shit. You can ask your other question about old street shit. If I can answer, I answer, but all that thing, so I'm another type of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll buy that for $1.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing such a fact, is it?
Mm-hmm. While you're thinking of the next guy to tell us, I'm going to play this song for Dahlia. Oh, shit. Okay, Bob Rayman.
Bob.
B.O.B.
Like three lambs away all day, compliment the body, run a top bottles. it so she can get a hold of the mobile racist.
I got the pen and the pencil down in the front. Okay, this is me, Paul Green.
Radio show.
myself. This is hood environment, so I gotta be good.
This is studio. This is Mushroom Green Radio for about 2 minutes in here right now. 2 minutes, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Mushroom Gang, a.k.a. We all pay for pussy. Y'all more than welcome to come on for 2 minutes.
Yeah, we don't pay for pussy over here. Hey, now.
Jack, you are so rude.
They know I love them. Girl, I got some blue Adidas. They better stop it.
I'm going to need Big Crip to get my name right while he's playing, though.
Say what?
I said, I'm going to need you to get my name right.
Who? Me? I got to get your name right?
Yep.
What, Dahlia?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Dahlia. I got you, cuff. Enjoy y'all nights. It hurts me.
You too.
For shiggity. Right around Cripple come video dropping real soon. Official video, you did.
That's what's up.
For shitty.
You been in the West too long.
Yeah.
With that for shiggity. I'm already knowing.
Yeah. Tanya, y'all ain't listening to the music yet.
You want some music?
For sure.
Okay, I'll play one more song, and then I got to call my photographer in New York, because this is the photographer that's going to pay me $150 an hour to smell my butt. So.
Well, I'm about to check some dick and go to sleep. Exactly. So I'm about to get his dick wet right quick. So...
Oh, God. You are such a fucking,
See, I was going to let you hear it go in, but since you being a little biatch, I'd rather not. I'll just keep my vaginal juices to myself. Have a good night, everybody.
For real?
Good night,
Really? That's how we doing?
Dahlia,
don't play with me
because
I will tweet your motherfucking phone
number. And then I'll motherfucking hack your account and fuck all your shit up.
But you'll get hella phone calls before you do that, though.
You know, bitch, I turn this phone off. I give you another case tomorrow. And I'm going to call in the show private every time. So that means you won't be getting no more pictures. You won't be getting none of that. So think about it.
That's not nice.
Stop. Think about it.
That's not nice.
You gotta be nice. You're talking about your tweet my number. This phone has been ringing off the hook all night. Let him wake my child up. We gonna be fighting.
That's not nice.
I'll tell you that with the green.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm getting ready to play Crippin' Is Back, the official remix. So, you know, and then I'm getting the hell off.
Good night. Have fun. Get your booty sniffed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe I can get me some ass.
You know what?
What?
I'm gonna see if I can insure your ass. So that way, or you know, I can be your ass manager. So that way, anything happens to your ass, or if your ass makes any amount of money, I could at least get maybe 10% or 15%. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, because once I start getting fucked in the ass, my stock is gonna go up. Yes, Crippin' Is Back, the remix. Here we go.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. When I say Crippin' Is Back, I ain't talking about the streets. I already know we got the streets already. One of the biggest homies told me to spread the word. I'm spreading the word, Crippin' Is Back, nigga. When I say Crippin' Is Back, I ain't talking about the fucking streets. I'm talking about we coming for the fucking rap game, nigga. We coming back and taking what's out, nigga. Crippin' Is fucking back for the music. Remix.
Oh,